So the quick background is it was a youth diversion board through the county, so it was for first-time offenders. I do that because we use that term very loosely. Mom and daughter did not want to have the police there. Very quickly, it escalated. And the police said, we have to proceed. We have to write this report. We have to file these things in the system. And so the county court diverted this, hence the term diversion, diverted this to our board. And by board, I just mean we're volunteers in the community who went through some training and learned a few things and then sat down on behalf of the community, who were often the victims in this in these scenarios, and sat down. And the format was generally an hour and a half per case. And we had a veneer of what had happened, that is the police report, which sometimes resembled and oftentimes did not at all match what had actually occurred. And so we sat down and we sort of gave some basic guidelines around what the time was going to consist of. And then we would send the parents, usually if the kids were under 18, they had a parent with them, sometimes two parents. The parents left the room and we talked alone with the person, in this case the young woman, and then the parent will come back in and have a chance, just a few minutes, to sort of talk about their understanding of what had happened. And then we as a board would sit together and talk about what had happened, and when everybody came back in the room, we would try to fashion what we called an agreement, which was that if the young person was able to do these various things to restore healing to themselves and the community, then they would be able to, they wouldn't have a record, and all of this would be magically disappeared from the system.
Communication system, did everyone have it?
Are you guys familiar with that?
Yes.
Yeah. So we fashioned that we all realized that mom and daughter had not been talking about this divorce. Everybody was angry and upset, and there had been no communication about that. So just in the hour and a half we spent together, mom and daughter had some time to do that. And then there were sort of some standard things that we were required to offer, which was an anger management class, which we offered both to mom and the daughter. And some outside support, professional support for both of them. And we also suggested to the daughter that she might want to write a letter to her mother and her father, being that the father was not part of this process at all and had been the one who had sort of suggested something that pushed the system the situation pretty extreme very quickly. And so the daughter ended up writing letters, heartfelt letters, to the parents. We didn't know what those looked like. It wasn't our business to see those. And so as far as we know, and then we would set a time frame, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, something like that, for the people to accomplish these things. This daughter also, we suggested she do some community service to repair some of the harm to the community. Neighbors who had heard and seen all of this going on, who were harmed and worried about the situation. While not a perfect set of solutions, it was very healing for everybody involved, just getting the doors of communication open.
Thank you. So, as you can see, we've just scratched the surface, and this topic touches on a lot of things and ignites a lot of responses. I'm very interesting.
I can imagine a young man coming back from, say, Vietnam, and he's been damaged over there in many, many ways. That doesn't make him exact. I had friends when I was a young man in the Marine Corps. He says, they kept us 6 months after World War II before they let us out. He was a raider, you know. So a lot of these guys come out, they're damaged, and they do bad things. So you involve the community, which is fine. Try involving the government that caused this. What are your chances? And they're part of the community, and they're part of the problem. How are you going to bring them in?
I'm gonna cheat and say I agree, but that's way beyond what
it's
we're
okay.
prepared to handle
it's all right.
today.
That's all right. No.
But that's a holistic approach to problem solving.
Yes, that's right.
I believe in.
Yes.
And let's look at ourselves in the mirror. And collectively, our government is just, we're looking at ourselves in the mirror, really.
That's correct.
If it's there, we let it happen.
I mean, I got a priest who's shaking and he's got cancer, you know, from Vietnam. But he's a priest. But, you know, he never, they don't acknowledge the fact that it came from there, you know. But, you know, you could say, well, look what happened. He went to Vietnam, he got bombed, he got gassed. And he came up and he's a priest. Maybe we should all go to Vietnam and get bought and become priests. That was a good thing that came out of there. Who knows? You're going to get some lawyer that's going to make that kind of argument. I can imagine.
The hope, I guess, is that regardless of the crime involved or on the civil side, the dispute involved, if we get more and more people are asking the question, is there a better way to do this? Is there a way that's...
I think you answered it. It does work.
And you know, are we healing the body or are we just festering the wound?
I was just wondering if, in your opinion, there are people so invested in the current system that they're not interested in finding an alternative.
Of course there are. that is an issue, and it's true about all manners of things. I mean, there's not going to be any revision to the tax code as long as there's an $8 billion tax industry that all kinds of people, from accountants to lawyers to clerks, whose livelihood depends on our tax system being very complicated. So we're going to have those tensions. But what's interesting is, it's really interesting and very hopeful to me, we got a number of district attorneys, and they're supposed to be the tough guys. And they are the tough guys. And their job is to put the really bad guys away from the rest of us so they can't. And it's some of these very, in very politically conservative counties like Yolo, where these experimental systems are being rolled out. And there's tremendous dialogue right now statewide among the legal profession and the state legislature. Everybody's watching these experiments. They see it as a way to really do a better job at addressing harm and hopefully influencing offenders so they can rehabilitate. And also as a huge relief on our institutions, because the courts just can't handle everything. And when I'm overrun, I can't do anything well. And so it may well be if we relieve the congestion in some of these places, the system will correct back and do a better job like it historically did of addressing harm. But did you have your hand?
I was just curious about the financial differences between restorative justice and hiring an attorney to defend. What is the...
I don't know how to answer that question. I mean, there's a cost to everything. It's always cheaper to use an alternative dispute resolution mechanism than hiring lawyers. Even though lawyers, I mean, I'm an attorney. Attorneys come to us and hire us to mediate when they see that will get a better result for their client than continuing to spend, you know, if you're trying to recover $10,000 and it will cost $50,000 to get it, you know, but you still want to be heard, mediation is a great option. On the criminal side, you know, there's a cost. There will be a cost to communities to fund these alternative venues and have experts involved. And they're, but overall, that's one reason they're doing it. The savings, even in a very short period of time, there's been a number of articles in the general press, but also in some of the legal journals about what YOLO is doing. And it's clearly a great investment in dollars and cents for the community to pursue these kind of mechanisms. Would you like to come up and wind it up, or take us somewhere, or
Vespers?
Direct? Yeah, Vespers. Mother Melania. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
I don't really feel capable of, you know, giving a grand conclusion to all this. But what I would say, sort of in relation to what you were saying, John, about the government, you know, is that I'm not going to be able to change the government anytime soon, but I can change me.
Mm-hmm. No, but if you got a guy that's, you got a system that brings in the whole community in order to come to a resolution, And you gotta, forgive me, I do realize if you could, if this system works, you know, and it works on the level that it does, hallelujah, that's not the point. But there are, at some point you're gonna have a government type of situation. And if everybody's got to come in and be part of it, you can't get the government to come in and be
right.
part of it.
Well,
you know, that's one level where I can see that it doesn't work. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, but what I wanted to remark on that, I don't know how you pronounce his name, but the Frenchman de Tocqueville or something like that, mm-hmm. and they say that he really actually never did say this. I don't know if he did or not, but... You know, the quote that gets thrown around is, America is great because she is good. And when she ceases to be good, she will cease to be great. And goodness we get just living with each other, you know, and repenting. And going on and loving God and loving neighbor best we know how. And so there are people, you know, who do have as their responsibility to... work in the system, and that's great. I think most of us probably don't, and some of you do, but, you know, we're trying to fix, you can't fix a system where the people are still broken. And so I think we have to work on our own brokenness, and the brokenness of the, you know, and that heals people around us. Mother Serafina?
Yeah, well, I have a question that's rather probably naive. You have this experience called direct experience. I was not directly involved in it, so I didn't see what you saw. But you're saying that there is a large group of people, mostly foreigners or people that are mentally ill, who aren't being represented or defended properly. And I was always of the opinion, you know, white middle class here, I was always of the opinion that when a person was involved in a crime, precisely poor people were given an attorney and somebody that would represent them and tell them their rights and help them. So this is part of the system. What's wrong? I mean, why? I mean, I would say that would be the first thing we have to repair.
Well, it's a behemoth. I don't know how easily we can, but I'll just tell you, I mean, the experience I had was this person's, he had two public defenders, and the first one, we came up to him and said, look, we've got this information. He says, oh, it's too late. And I didn't know. So I thought, okay. And then we went to a friend of ours who's an attorney, and she says, no, it's not too late. Write a letter to him, CC it to his boss and the judge. And, you know, and so when that happened, that put a whole different shift on the situation. And another thing, we think that he has learning disabilities. And so I went to our friend Michelle, the former principal over here, and I said, where can we find is there some way to find a way to, you know, have him tested? She said, I can't even get my kids tested. You know, there's not enough money for all of it. And I don't think she meant that none of them ever get tested, but it's hard even to do that. And there was a translator there, but there were other times when he was in other situations where there wasn't a translator. And so it's just, it's a broken system. And, I mean, I don't have any answer for it, but, you know, what I didn't say was about 2 years ago, we were actually going to have a talk on this, and the person who was going to do the talk, something happened that, you know, he felt like it would have been a conflict of interest for him to come do this, and so he didn't. But I was talking to him about it, and he said, you know, one of the most important things you can do is show up in court. Just be there. Just because
And I don't think he meant just because we're dressed like this and we're exceedingly obvious, although that helps. but just to have accountability, you know, I mean, talk about accountability, right? And this is a person who, I don't think he ever used the term restorative justice, but he's just another person who realizes that this is a broken system. And then our friend got a good defender who hadn't lost her heart, you know. And I'm not, you know, this poor first guy, I don't blame him. I mean, you know, he probably has a load this big and he's tired and he sees all these things and, he gives up. And I came away actually with very, very great admiration for the people who haven't given up. You know, like for the people who are like, I can help maybe one or two people out of this awful mess and I'm going to do it. And I thought that's highly, highly admirable. So I don't know, I mean, I don't know what we can do. The fellow, you know, he did say, just be there, go to court, see what's going on. So, you know, bring some air into a closed system. But again, I mean, you know, I certainly, this is a departure from what we would normally be doing. You know, there's plenty of, ancient monastics who went out and, got into politics. We're not supposed to. I'm not interested in getting into politics. And yet we have a broken system where people are hurt. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it was necessary to say this. But again, I think, you know, we can do what we can for the system, but the system is people. And, you know, what I can, you know, if our community does a little better, that's going to help the higher, you know, the little larger community and the little larger community. And, you know, we have Facebook, we have Twitter, we have all these things. So what's done here, you know, can affect Connecticut, can affect Uganda, you know. So again, and then the other side of it, the positive side of it, is very famous quote from St. Seraphim is, you know, acquire the spirit of God and thousands around you will be saved. Because this is a broken world and it's going to stay broken until the second coming. And we can make it a little less broken, you know, but what really comes, I mean, what does really matter? You know, what really matters is whether we're being remade in the image of God, whether we're loving God, whether we're loving each other. So, I don't know, I mean, I would just say, you know, as I always say, you know, it's all about loving God and loving neighbor, and I was so in thankfulness there, you know, to help us realign our vision so that we see that things aren't nearly as bad as we think they are. So, anyway, I don't know that that's a conclusion, but...
Let me add something that you... in trying to be provocative, I may have given you a misimpression. In being critical of our system. Our system is filled with thousands of really good people doing the best they can trying to make it work. But a variety of forces, including the system's overwhelmed with situations that need to be addressed and certain distortions in how the law began to work and changes, and it's just not working the way it used to. I just got done covering for a friend up at Lake County Superior Court. I was up there for the last 2 weeks mediating cases that the judges thought would benefit from a mediator. And it would be very instructive for anyone to sit in court up there for a couple days. It's a county that, even though it's just an hour from here, there's a lot of poverty up there. There's a lot of domestic violence. There's a lot of drug-related issues. They are overwhelmed. And I was so astonished and grateful to see the extraordinary job that the judges, the clerks, the bailiffs, the volunteer attorneys, the defense attorneys, everybody's really trying hard to deal with the situations up there. And one of the ways they're trying to make it work is by turning to these alternative methods. And it was, very, very moving to see it all.
And there's a huge need up there and everywhere, but some places more than others, with a lot of broken people that are looking for help and looking for guidance. So whether we can introduce things like this, you know, what they're doing over in Yolo County and in San Francisco is they're introducing this inside its existing system. It can be a mustard seed that blossoms and reanimates the mothership into something different. And that's certainly my hope. So.
Where I'm from.
Okay, well, any last comments or questions? Okay, well, thank you all.